Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Norli Simail, Ilan Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Ilan Nishmas Gil Maser Rav Eliezer Manoach. Sincerest apologies for the technical difficulties which have delayed this call by about 15 minutes. Please accept our apologies. There's a major problem that we have when it comes to having bitochon. And that's the problem that's discussed by all the sources, the Rishonim. Everyone discusses it, and that's it. That I know Hashem does everything. I know Hashem cares. I know Hashem is capable. I know Hashem loves. I know He's full of chesed. I know He gets involved in the smallest details of life. But maybe I am not deserving. And therefore, how can I trust that He's going to give me what I want and resolve my problems and take care of all of the challenges? Because Shema Goramachet, maybe I am not worthy, and therefore He will not respond. And that is the major interference with the Ma'amin, the one who believes in Hashem, in His kindness, in His goodness, in His power, in everything, but he's afraid He may not do it for me because I am undeserving. And I would like to suggest that we can reframe this concept in a way that can make bitochon more accessible to us. The Novi in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Dalet, speaks about Yonason, the son of Shaul, who is deciding to go to do a battle with Plishtim. And he tells his Nisei Kalim, the one who carries his weapons for him, I don't know exactly who that is, we're going to do battle. And he says to him the following, he says, Ula Yase Hashem, maybe Hashem will do for us, in other words, make us victorious, Ki Ein Matzol Hashem Eloshia Bein Bera Bein Me'at. There's nothing that Hashem, that restrains Hashem from saving us. There is no restraint. Hashem can do anything. He can beat the biggest opposition and win the most difficult battles and conquer everything and accomplish anything. And He has no restraint that holds Him back from doing anything. And therefore, Ulai Yaseh Bishvileinu, Ulai Yaseh, maybe He's going to do for us. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Machne Yisrael, in a letter to the soldiers, says that we see from here how when going out to war, we must exhort ourselves and our soldiers with a strong message of bitochen. Have bitochen in Hashem, put your trust in Hashem, Hashem takes care of everything, no need to worry, bitochen is the name of the game. The question is, how did the Chofetz Chaim understand this psukim, this posuk? He says, we're not talking about bitochon here. Ein matzol Hashem Eloshia. Nothing holds Hashem back from saving, from helping us win this battle. That has nothing to do with bitochon. That's emuna. I know Hashem can do everything. I know that there's no matzor, there's nothing that restrains Him, there's no goal too difficult, there's no opposition too great, there's no milchoma too dangerous for Him. But the problem is, maybe I am not worthy. The reason I don't have bitochon is because of my lack of worthiness. And here this is not being addressed. You're just telling me He has all powers. I know He has all powers. I have emuna. That's emuna. Where's the exhortation to bitochon? This doesn't say anything about bitochon. If anything, it undermines the bitochon because it says, Ulai Yase Hashem. Maybe Hashem will do. Maybe bitochon is He will, not maybe He will. I knew maybe He will even before you exhorted me with bitochon. So there's, if anything, there's a negative exhortation to bitochon rather than an encouragement to bitochon. What? How did the Chofetz Chaim learn pshat in this inyan, in this posuk? And I would like to suggest the following thing, and just moving it a little bit to the side, and to say as follows. What is this Shema Goramachet, this, oh, maybe I'm not worthy, that interferes with bitochon? In reality, it seems that we look at that as a deal breaker. I don't have bitochon because I feel a person so unworthy cannot have bitochon. It's almost as if that is one of the things Hashem can't do. He can't grant all of the wishes to a person who doesn't have bitochon. It's minanimna, it's impossible for him. He can't do it. So the posuk says, just like a Masala Hashem Elohi Shia. There's nothing. No army is too big, no obstacle is too great, no danger is too overwhelming. So too, no sinner, no Shemagora Machet, no Rosho is too much so, such an unworthy person, that it becomes impossible for Hashem to do. It's possible. Nothing stands in the way of Hashem's chesed, even the Rosho. Just as the army doesn't, just as the financial obstacles don't, just as any challenge doesn't, Hashem can do anything. He can give everything his heart desires to the one who is unworthy. And the Shema Gorem HaChet really, in our minds, is saying it can't be. It's out of the question. It's as if Hashem doesn't have the power. How can he give the desires of his heart to a Rosha? So, Yonason says, in the Chofetz Chaim L'Rav Pshat, he says, Ula Yaseh Hashem. Maybe Hashem will help. You know why? Because our worthiness is not relevant. Our worthiness does not prevent. It's a piece of emunah, but it directly impacts upon the bitochen. Our worthiness, or unworthiness rather, does not prevent Hashem from giving us everything. Once that's the case, then I'm not worried, Shemagora Machet, because chet is not an obstacle necessarily to bitochen. Just like an army is not an obstacle, and adverse conditions are not an obstacle, so to a chet, a sin, is not an obstacle to bitochen. So therefore, once I know that there's no deal-breaker obstacle over there, that the fact that I'm not worthy is not necessarily a reason that Hashem will not grant the desires of my heart, so I say, Ula yas Hashem, you know, maybe he will do, because there's no absolute that he won't do, because I'm not worthy. If I've gotten rid of the absolute feeling that unworthy people don't get the wishes of their hearts fulfilled, so now I could say, you know, I'm going to rely on Hashem. Because that obstacle, which I thought unworthiness, is not necessarily an obstacle. And it's not an obstacle to be tochen. When I say, Ula yas Hashem, maybe Hashem will do, what I'm saying is that the obstacle that's absolute, that he can't do for a sinner, is not true. If that's the case, then I just have to focus on the Chesed Hashem. I have to remember that he cares, remember that he loves, remember that he's full of rachamim, and not worry about the fact that I may be less than worthy, because less than worthy does not prevent Hashem from delivering, and he will deliver, just as we say, Rabbi Machoivim L'Rosho, Pabatech B'Hashem Chesed Yisoyvevenu. Great are the troubles of the Rosho, but one who puts his trust in Hashem will be surrounded by Chesed, and Chazal say, Afilu Rosho B'Tech B'Hashem Chesed Yisoyvenu. Even a Rosho could trust in Hashem, and a Rosho can trust in Hashem, because the fact that he's a Rosho is not an absolute deal breaker for Hashem not to deliver that which is the desire of his heart. Knowing that can make it so much easier to have bitochen, because I don't have to look at the fact that I'm not worthy as an absolute no-no. It isn't because I'm unworthy. It's ke'ilu. It's beyond the pale of what Hashem can do. No, he grants unworthy people the desires of their heart every minute of the day. That's not. It's ein matzal Hashem and Hashia. Not only is there no obstacle too great, is there no army too great, there's no sin too great. Nothing prevents Hashem from saving, from doing chesed. And once I know that, I can feel free, I can feel open, I can feel smooth to be able to put my trust in Hashem, and Hashem will respond to the bitochen that I give him. And if we can make it easier to get around this Shemagora Machet by just downgrading it, not letting it scare us to the extent that it's the impossible. And that's really what Chazal say. We say, Afilo Rosha puts his trust in Hashem, Chesed Yisoyvevenu. Even if you're a Rosha, put your trust in Hashem, and Hashem will help you. Because my level of piety, my level of observance, my level of Yirat Shamayim is not necessarily going to interfere with Hashem's delivering, just like no other obstacle prevents him. And once I know that, the course is open, the path is free to be able to think about his chesed, to be able to think about his rachamim, to be able to focus my hope and my counting and my reliance and my trust and my bitochen in Hashem, and it can transform even a person who seems and is concerned about the fact that he may not be worthy into one who says, my worthiness or lack thereof is not really relevant when it comes to putting my trust in Hashem. Once again, with great apology for the technical delays, and wishing everyone a good evening and kol tov.